Here's one thing about winter. It can be beautiful, but it can also make life pretty monochrome, like here in Boston. Lots of white, black, and then the white turns nasty and gray. So the chance to splash some vibrant colors around, looking pretty good right about now. That's what they're doing this weekend in India for Holi, the Hindu festival of colors. Our friend Deepak Singh lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan now, but he remembers Holi as a kid in India.
I was about 10 years old the first time I went out with my friends to celebrate Holi. A group of boys came to my door, dyed blue and purple from head to toe. They had bandanas on their foreheads and water guns in their hands. They were the same kids I hung out with and played cricket with every day. But on the morning of Holi, they seemed like a mob of hooligans out to make mischief. It scared me a little, but I also wanted to join them. I wanted to play with the color and throw water on people. My father told me not to. He said we'd celebrate at home, but I didn't listen to him. As soon as I stepped out the door, a water balloon hit me right in the face. I spent the rest of the day nursing my eyes. The dye in the water made them burn. Holi celebrates the beginning of spring on the lunar calendar. Several days before the festival, people set up stalls along the street selling yellow, green, red, and blue powders and water guns. My hometown Lucknow is known for celebrating Holi in a pretty controlled way. There's an unspoken rule that the color playing begins around 8 in the morning and comes to a full stop around noon, as if someone flicked a switch. You could take a shower, wash off the colors, put on new clothes and walk out on the street and no one would touch you. But between the hours of 8 and noon, the city becomes almost lawless. It's an opportunity for adults and kids to spray each other with colors, meet friends and eat snacks that are specially prepared for the occasion. But for some people, it's also an opportunity to get drunk and rowdy and grope women. It all happens this weekend across North India, with celebrations that veer from the tame to the raucous. In cities like Varanasi and Mathura, Holi goes on for a week. It's almost like a giant frat party or a pre-game tailgate party in America. Sitting here in my home in Michigan, I see a foot of snow outside my window. A part of me wants to invite some friends over to throw water balloons at each other. But then I think, it's 20 degrees outside, though the colors would look great on the snow.
Deepak Singh, yearning for a little color in Ann Arbor, Michigan. If you haven't seen what Holi looks like, head to PRI.org. They don't call it the Festival of Colors for nothing. We've posted pictures from India, again, at PRI.org.